Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injuries said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chicago is coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, the Sun-Times was reporting 56 people had been shot across the city, and 10 of those victims had died. The White House says President Trump will continue to pressure governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi taking issue with it, saying,
if there are CDC guidelines, they should be requirements.
New York City is reporting zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since the pandemic hit. Once the nation's epicenter of the virus, the city ended a four-month stretch when it had a death every day. More than 18,000 people, though, did die there since its first tally. Kroger store cashiers no longer giving coin change back to customers, the move coming after the Federal Reserve announced a U.S. coin shortage due to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's no word from the White House when President Trump will reschedule his campaign rally in New Hampshire. The rally at Portsmouth International Airport had been scheduled for Saturday night, but it was postponed because of concerns about the weather, as Tropical Storm Fay was at the time threatening much of New England. It ended up veering off into New York in the end. Zinzi Mandela, the daughter of South African anti-apartheid icons Nelson and Winnie Mandela, has died at 59. She was the country's current ambassador to Denmark. She died early today in a Johannesburg hospital. The cause of death has not been released. South Africa's Minister of International Relations saying that Mandela was a struggle heroine in her own right who served her country well. Ford's new Bronco rolling out today. Ford's expected to introduce two-door and four-door versions of the SUV, as well as a smaller model called the Bronco Sport. And the first update in about a quarter century has been in the works for years. And a car that starred in the James Bond movie Die Another Day is now up for sale. The Beverly Hills Car Club is selling that 1992 Lamborghini Diablo, which had been used by Bond's enemy in the movie. The price is $119,500. You can check us out online for free. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? We do it not because it's easy, but as JFK said, because it's hard. And it is hard to get this country back on track because I think believe some fundamental principles are out of order, and that's for another discussion. But right now, with David Almasi joining us now, the vice president of Project 21, David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, I want to talk about, and of course, the news is the Redskins have decided they will be the Redskins no more. That, you know, the pressure of FedEx and these corporations, even Amazon, not carrying their equipment anymore. I mean, they were really backed into the corner, even though the owner, Mr. Schneider, had said that, you know, we're not going to change the name. You know, when he bought the team, he said, it ain't going to happen. But it took 10 years, and it took all this current unrest happening in the streets across America today to force his hand, and finally he had to buckle because of all the sponsorship and the pressure that was on them. And, you know, but this is where we are today. So I think any reference to skin, I mean, we've got to look to this whole new woke dictionary these days as to what we can say and not say, I guess.
Yeah, and Dan Snyder has been the target of the left for years, as you said.
Yeah.
He said that he wasn't never going to change the name, but it's these corporations, I think, that finally broke his back on the subject. But if you went out and you looked at it from a rational perspective, the Washington Post did a survey. They polled Native Americans back in 2016, mm-hmm. found out 90% could have cared less. They were not offended by the team name. They were not offended by people calling them Redskins. And it was not an issue in that regard. Then in 2017, there was a Supreme Court case that didn't involve the Redskins, but was very important to the Redskins and their trademark, where the justices unanimously found that you couldn't tell someone they couldn't have a trademark. The government couldn't deny a trademark to someone because it was felt by somebody to be offensive. And so the Redskins kept on winning on that regard, but it was when the public pressure through the George Floyd protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, and the tremendous strain that they'll take from a number of companies who are questionable in their own right, that finally made Dan Snyder have to do a thorough review, which I could have done that. I would have taken their money to do a review of the team name and say, yep, your name Redskins.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
People don't like it. No. But yeah, so then now we're going to have to wait to decide what the team name is, and it'll be interesting to see if they go the woke route or they just go for some other kind of
Well, no doubt they're going to have to be woke sensitive, Dave. I mean, that's the deal right now. I mean, if we're not woke sensitive, in this current culture, we're going to pay the price. I mean, get prepared. And it's a very, very violent, very animated percentage of people, as you pointed out. 90-some percent of the Native Americans had no problem with it. In fact, some even said it inspired them. It gave them a sense of pride that a national football team would be referencing Native Americans. And, you know, now that has been wiped away because of a small minority, a loud small minority, and one that has been able to influence corporate sponsors, which is quite telling. I mean, when you look at the ramifications, David, and I know you and the organization have been studying, you know, what's going on, whether it has to do with religious liberties, you know, the culture pressure right now. We are going through a you know, a lot of I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a cooking pressure pot here to you know, conform to the these new cultural norms. If not, you're going to pay a price. In some cases, you know, like some gal innocently just says, well, you know, in response to Black Lives Matter, she says all lives matter, and they killed her.
Yeah, and things have really changed quickly, as you were saying. Back in 2016, a group of shareholders put a resolution forward that asked for FedEx to do everything they could, pressure as the company, on the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And they fought that in the at the SEC, and they won to not have it considered by shareholders. And then here we are 4 years later, and they're the ones, I'd say probably the ones who are leading the charge to have the team's name changed and mm-hmm. have been successful, obviously.
Right. So, as you say, this is going to take some time in order to do this. But, you know, we got news last week. Amazon made a big move in pulling all, you know, Washington Redskins gear from the stores.
Yeah, and that's where it really hit the owner, Dan Snyder, hard. To find out that he's not going to be able to basically make money off the team that he paid billions for and has to maintain,
right.
In especially in this environment, they kind of had him over a barrel. And
exactly.
Yet you had companies like Bank of America and Amazon and Walmart, Target, Nike, all pressuring them. But I mean, Pepsi was one of them. Pepsi was selling Aunt Jemima syrup with the apparently offensive logo. Up
yes.
until just recently, or they still are. Nike is constantly being, people are concerned about their slave labor practices in foreign countries. Bank of America supports abortion policy. That's obviously offensive to a large segment of our population. So who are they to throw the first stone?
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem in this environment where it's so easily to be offended. And if you've got enough people behind you, you can affect some change. I mean, the door is wide open right now to all these cultural adjustments. And at the end of the day, will we be better off for it?
I don't think we are, because, I mean, what we're doing is we're just really radically, we're pitting people against each other. And I think that's what a lot of the things that these people are doing, that's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of Redskins fans here in the D.C. area, obviously, and they are now going to have to deal with the name change.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to. There's no, I mean, but it won't necessarily. I mean, it'll just make them angry. We had the name change.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen when the D.C. fans, David? I mean, you know, they show up wearing the old jersey. Are they going to get jersey shamed now? Probably.
Never know, because
yeah.
if they go to the if the Redskins are forced to go to the extreme, or they feel they have to, and Dan Snyder might do this on purpose, just because he wants people to buy the new gear. That he may say you can't wear old Redskins gear. Now that's really going to be a problem. That's where you're going to potentially have some fights and things like that. Or as you, I think you're also implying, someone walking down the city streets of D.C. and someone sees them with the Redskins outfit on, they're automatically now considered to be racist because,
yeah.
well, that was something that was so bad they took it off the market. But hey,
right.
people are going to continue to wear those things, and it's just going to create a more coarse environment amongst the American people, which is what these protesters want.
Well, this is what the protesters and this underlying Marxist-Maoist movement that has come upon us that is no longer existential. It is within. It's within our boundaries right now, and we have to deal with it. But we have to do so responsibly and with education and knowledge. That is absolutely critical. It's going to be paramount in all this. But unfortunately, there's going to be a price to be paid. We got more from David Almasi after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it.
Oh, did not fear in doing well, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what the wise men said to Abraham Lincoln, this too shall pass where we are right now. Yeah, we're going through a lot of fussing and everything, but as I often tell the kids, it's experience that defines preference. And David Almasi, I think with this experience that we're dealing with right now, I want to believe this with all my heart, that the country is strong enough to withstand this. The change of a name, this woke society, all this is going on. And sometimes, you know, just the threat and the idea of taking something that you cherish away from you. Sometimes you don't even realize that you cherish it. But just the idea that it's being taken away from you just causes you all the more to say, whoa, wait a minute, stop here. What do you think you're doing? And I'm starting to sense that that is the response that's happening. I know that this almost happened instantaneously out of the small coffee shops of mainstream America, where a common sense seems to reign more liberally than in these liberal cities that bookend our country.
Yeah, I mean, this was the catalyst. The George Floyd stuff was the catalyst, but this is something they've obviously wanted to do for a long time. And I think, if anything, we're seeing it come so quickly that I think there will be a backlash, that there will be a defense of these names when it comes down to, like, their own name. Like, well, the Atlanta Braves have said, yeah, we're not going to change our name. We've gone out. We've talked to people. People like us. We're respectful. And we're not going to change. And I think if more companies, if more stores, if more sports teams have that kind of attitude and say, look, we never did anything wrong. Right. We're not going to change our, we think we're doing a pretty good job. We're not going to change just to suit your political agenda, that these teams will back, that these bullies will back off, just like all bullies do.
Exactly. Well, China got the FBA, you know, the NBA and LeBron to, you know, buckle. I mean, it's just been one genuflection after another in major sports. And it's just like, wait a minute, you know, even Drew Brees, disappointingly, first comes out, makes a statement about the American flag. And then, you know, then he gets, what do you want to call it? He gets shamed in the locker room. And next thing you know, he's backtracking. It's like, wait a minute. What happened to strength of character and that which you believe in? All that now is being tossed aside?
And people are recognizing that. And I'd forgotten about Drew Brees. That seems like it was almost like a year or two ago when it was only just two weeks ago.
He wants it to be, you know, 2 years ago. I mean, look at, we all make mistakes, and I have high regard for Drew Brees. I believe he is a man of character, and I'm just disappointed in his response. And I would say, other leaders, some of them have decided, hey, you know what, I don't want to lead this parade. I'm backing off. I'm gonna turtle myself here and not get involved and wait until, you know, this wave has gone by. But, the true character and measure of people of quality will be realized in the battle here, and that's what's coming to the forefront.
Yeah, I'd always said years ago when the Redskins protests were going on, is that maybe during a preseason game that Dan Snyder should show a world without the Redskins and just like have the announcer saying, now playing for Washington's team, such and such, such and such. He's very deadpan, no cheerleaders, no fans. Put only healthy snacks in the concession stands, no tailgate parties. Just show them this is what the other side wants. This is the extent that they're going to go to. And he wouldn't have made money on that game, but I think he would have gotten a lot of credit for taking on the woke crowd before they were called the woke crowd. But
Exactly. Obviously
we're not going to have that these days. We're not going to have that anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, David. I mean, and a friend just texted me about, here you got this billionaire owner, and what should he care about, equipment and that sort of thing. But I got to imagine that merchandise, there's got to be some shared revenue with the team members, right? The union?
That was a Supreme Court case. I mean, right. If the Redskins were not allowed to put their logo on things, I mean, yeah. Amazon's making money, but Dan Snyder's making money as well off of that stuff, because that's the NFL, and the NFL is making money off of it.
Right. And the team and the team members have got to be making money too. I mean, the Players Association has got to be all over this. So, and like you said, the other side is that, okay, we come up with a new logo, everybody's got to buy new equipment and, pay, another $200-$500 for a jersey, right?
Yeah, and Mr. Snyder was known for doing that a lot. He would have throwback jersey day or something like this so that people would want to go out and buy, drop another $100 or so on a jersey. So, I would give him a cynical credit for wanting to see this kind of thing happen, but he also grew up in the D.C. area. He was a Redskins fan his entire life. He wasn't a businessman who came in to see a profit. So I do feel for him in that regard that the team that he was able to that he idolized and eventually was able to buy, he's not able to have the way he thought he did because now they're taking away
on his watch. On his watch. Yeah. This has got to be painful for him. I agree. David, speaking of Amazon, I wanted to get your read on this. You attempted to have meetings with the board or at least confront the board, Amazon's board, about their endorsement viewpoint discrimination against conservative and Christian organizations. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, everybody is so supportive of a small percentage of Native Americans, and look at how many people are represented in conservative and Christian organizations, and they're just tossed aside. I mean, who cares about what they think?
Exactly. What Amazon is doing is Amazon has a program called Amazon Smile, and it's a kickback program to charities. You can go, whenever you order your stuff on Amazon, you can request that they give a portion back to, it's just 0.5%, back to a charity of your choice. Mm-hmm. However, the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that itself has been accused of racism, but at the very least is a very valuable foot soldier for the left in getting their woke culture across, they have veto rights over who can be in the SMILE program. So as a result, the Family Research Council and the Alliance Defending Freedom are two groups in particular that you cannot direct your Amazon Smile money to. And these are two groups that are perfectly fine. They're Christian organizations.
Exactly.
They have traditional viewpoints, but because they have traditional viewpoints, they're considered to be hate groups, and thus you can't give money to them through the Smile program. And what we did was we had a shareholder proposal that asked the company to look at this again, to not have the SPLC as their gatekeeper for who gets charity money and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And the company fought us on it. We beat them, and we got it on their proxy statement. But, of course, they campaigned against us in their proxy materials. And the left, which thinks it's okay to have race and gender diversity and have quotas for that kind of thing, when we asked them to support us on protections for Christians, protection of thought, protections of beliefs, no way. They
exactly.
would not support us on that. So obviously we were defeated, but it's amazing.
But you made your point, and you're making your point here right now, too, so people who are involved with Prime can understand where their money is going to. I mean, ironically, as you state, this is Amazon, who consistently brags about its commitment to diversity and inclusion. Do they even know what that means?
No. Not at all. I mean, because we've also asked them to protect conservative employees from any kind of discrimination because of their viewpoints that happen to be known. We've asked them to look at their board, and while they're going to say race and gender are important diversity factors, how about the fact that if you have a board that's entirely liberal, they're going to think one way and they're going to potentially make mistakes. So we don't want them to have an entirely conservative board. We want them just to have people being able to speak, to have a debate amongst people, not to get rid of groupthink.
Well, you know, to me, that's the purpose of diversity, is that you have all sides represented, because we know traditionally when all sides are represented, it's better for all concerned. Maybe they'll have to find out the hard way. David Almasi, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injuries said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we're going to talk about the College Board that has launched a new scholarship program with $5 million of scholarships each year. It started with the class of 2020 and is open now for the class of 2021. You know, applying to college can be confusing, and too many students don't get the guidance they need. The College Board Opportunity Scholarships encourage students to take the most important actions on the path to college and turns their efforts into scholarships. The College Board is making a $25 million investment over the next 5 years. Half the funds will go to students who need it the most, but anyone can apply. With us right now to talk more about it from the College Board is the Associate Director of Scholarship Strategy, Lacey Allen. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Well, how does the College Board Opportunity Scholarships work?
Sure. So how it works is, actually, I like to think of it as a combination between a college planning guide and a scholarship program. This program awards $5 million each year to students all across the country. And how it works is it lays out six key steps that students should take during their junior and senior years of high school. And these steps help them plan, prepare, and pay for college. And as students do each one of these steps, they earn chances at scholarships that range from $500 to $2,000. And when they complete five out of the six steps, they earn a chance at a $40,000 scholarship.
Wow.
Wow, that's terrific. And those steps, very practical. I mean, the first one should be easy enough. I mean, first you build a college list, right?
Yes, exactly. We like to start it off in students' their junior year and really help students encourage them to start looking at colleges. It's never too early to look at colleges. And so just by logging on to Big Future, our college planning website, and exploring colleges online and creating a college list with six or more schools, they're eligible for a scholarship for $500.
Mm-hmm. So this is all done online. It's not slow mail thing or somebody has to hand write anything. It's all new technology and easy peasy, right?
Absolutely. I think the great thing about our program is it's really unique and everything is online. And so for students, you just go online in the program, sign up, and it's actually it's a personalized experience. And so we'll let students know, give them updates on when scholarships are going to be available, like when the next steps are open. And so really it's an intuitive program.
And step number two, of course, got to practice for SAT, right?
Yes, exactly. The second step is practice for the SAT. So to be eligible for this scholarship, students can use our free college planning tool, official SAT practice. And when they practice for 6 hours, they're eligible for this scholarship of $1,000.
Wow. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then the third step, of course, we got to improve those SAT scores, right?
Sure. Yeah, we find that it's helpful to, if you have the chance to, you know, retake the SAT and after practice, you know, practice makes better. And so if students practice for those 6 hours and they see a score improvement of 100 points, either from like a PSAT to an SAT score or an SAT to an SAT, they're eligible for this scholarship that's $2,000.
Wow, that's terrific. And then we review the college list again, because now that we have a better idea with our SAT scores, that may revise our college list, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when you're looking at colleges, maybe you start off your junior year or the beginning of your senior year, and the colleges may change. Maybe you go to, you do a virtual visit or a college, or maybe you learn information. And so it's always good to revisit that college list that students created. And by going back, revisiting, and updating their college list, they earn a chance at this $500 scholarship.
Lacey, how much does COVID come into play here with this?
Well, I think the neat part of this program is it doesn't affect the program really a lot. I mean, because everything is virtual, because this platform is all online, students can do this from home. So you can, if you have a computer, if you have a phone with internet access, you're eligible for this scholarship. I think the only thing that does change is we. There's one scholarship that's tied to the SAT, and we just rescheduled that so that, you know, it happens a little bit later in the year. But other than that, you can still access all the scholarships.
Well, that's great. Step number five, complete FAFSA, the free government form, to apply for financial aid, right?
Yes. The fifth step is complete the FAFSA. You know, it is really important that if you're able to, that you complete the FAFSA or state aid form, because there's so much federal financial aid that a lot of times if students don't complete the FAFSA, it's left on the table. And so when students complete the FAFSA and they go on our program and say that they did, then they're eligible for the scholarship. And I think it's really important to mention, too, that even if you are not able to complete the FAFSA, you're still eligible for the scholarship, too.
Exactly. And the sixth step is, look at the big step. You start applying to colleges, right?
Absolutely. Last but certainly not least, which this all really works up to, is applying to colleges. And so when students apply to at least two colleges or more, and then they go on our program's website and select which two colleges they apply to, they're eligible for the scholarship.
Well, and as Lacey pointed out, completing each step will earn students a chance for a scholarship ranging from $500 to $2,000. Completing all six steps will earn them a chance for $40,000 for their college education. Is that correct? Is it all six, or did I misunderstand? And I thought it was five. Is it six or five?
It's going to be five. We actually updated that. So we removed that SAT connected step. And so we didn't want anyone to be, if you weren't able to take the SAT, that's still okay. So it's 5 out of the 6. So all of the steps except improve your score.
Right. So that gives you a chance for $40,000 for your college education. That's big money. And each year, 25 students will win the $40,000 Complete Your Journey Scholarship for completing all 5 of those steps, as we just pointed out. Lacey, this is exciting for these young kids. I mean, and giving them a roadmap. And, boy, this has got to be a great help for parents as well.
Yes, we're really excited about it. And really, the program came to be because parents and families and students were telling us that, you know, that the college application process is confusing and there's so many deadlines and they just wanted a roadmap or a guide. And so this program is a win-win, honestly. It's you complete the steps and you're getting that much closer to be college ready, but then you also have chances at scholarships along the way.
Well, Lacey, I got to imagine the results from last year were pretty encouraging to get you on the road for 2021, right?
Absolutely. We saw so many students sign up for the program, and we were able to give away $5 million in scholarships. And like you were saying earlier, 25 of those were $40,000 scholarships, and they came from almost every state in the country. So really, if folks are sitting there and thinking, like, I don't have a chance, I always find that a lot of the students that win the scholarships are the ones who think that they don't have the chance to win. So it doesn't hurt to try and start completing those steps.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, coming up with this idea is just brilliant, you know, what the College Board has done. And to just make it so much easier for kids to access these funds, and what a grand incentive. And especially if you happen to be fortunate enough to be one of those 25 students that gets $40,000 of funds for your college education, that is just brilliant. And I love the idea, and congratulations to the College Board for this for this Opportunity Scholarships program.
Thank you so much. We are so excited about it. So just thank you so much.
Well, where can students and families go for more information, Lacey, as we wrap things up?
Yeah, for more information, you can visit the College Board Opportunity Scholarships website at cb.org/opportunity. That's cb as in College Board. .org/opportunity, and there is a really big deadline coming up, actually July 31st.
So you're reading my mind. I was just going to ask you about deadlines. Good job.
Okay. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Perfect. I had to let them know that if students want to become eligible for this $40,000 scholarship to stay on track, they have to sign up for the program, and they have to complete the very first step. Build your college list by July 31st.
Well, there it is. Lacey Allen, Associate Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. Get involved. You could earn some big money. It's easy peasy, as they say. Lacey, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Ted, I came across this line the other day that continues to haunt me. Yeah, you may have heard this before. It was by some people have said that maybe Mark Twain said it, others that great philosopher Anonymous. But in any case, it still has value, especially today. It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. Boy, if that doesn't cover the chaos where we are today, I don't know. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com joins us now. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Does that bit of wisdom haunt you like it does me? I mean, right now it seems like there are so many people out there that think they know for sure the things that just aren't so.
Yeah, you know, I think that I talk with my kids about this, that we all have to make decisions based on what we think is true, but it's really important to evaluate the source of our truth. And I think in our culture, we have largely moved, you know, wholeheartedly into a postmodern mindset where truth is what we feel. And I mean, you know, the older you get, the more you understand your feelings are not necessarily an accurate barometer of truth. There are times that they line up with what's true, but there are plenty when they don't. And
exactly.
I think that we're in a time, you know, as the Old Testament said, you know, every man and every woman did what was right in his or her own eyes.
Right.
And that's where we're at. And people are certain that their strong feelings about all kinds of things correlate with truth, when, in fact, sometimes nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, the dangerous thing that we have right now in this culture is opinion rules.
Right.
The court of public opinion, your opinion, you know, just like you said, the Old Testament. You start seeing things according to your own eyes. You discard the truth. You abandon the source of truth. And that's really where we are. And then shortly what follows is chaos.
And, right. And you know, the irony is for years and years and years, the voices on the left said there is no truth, there's only narrative. There are just different stories, right? And then all of a sudden, they seem to have landed on the one that they actually think is the truth. And it's, you know, a pretty it's a pretty airtight set of philosophies on a whole bunch of issues. And if you deviate, they come for you.
Oh, you'll be punished. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be compelled to do so. I like what Plugged In did on their blog, particularly about Hamilton.
Yeah.
I have been watching Hamilton. It was like one of those place, you know, with Disney Plus, you just have to watch it several times.
Right.
And I couldn't imagine paying $2,000 each time I went back to, you know, get a ticket to go see Hamilton on Broadway. But Broadway, pretty much, with all the craziness that's going on in New York, the lights are out in Broadway, and I don't know when they're going to be turned on again.
Right.
With all the, you know, the lack of law enforcement, the crime rate, the way it's been accelerating. But what I appreciated was how you and Paul broke down the issue of, you know, because what we're talking about is worldview here.
Right.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda has a particular worldview
right.
that he could give two shakes about the kids. It's the current culture. That's the order
right.
of the day. And in order for it to pass the scrutiny of Disney, there had to be a little bit of adjustment in the language. Now, people
yeah.
get, you know, overall, they're impressed with, you know, the contemporary presentation of history, and it is contemporary.
Yes.
And there's some language in there. And
right.
in order to, which I thought was interesting, I didn't know that this is the rule, that you could still use the F word and still have a PG ranking, just as long as you don't hit the magical number. What is it? Two?
Well, typically with PG-13, definitely one, sometimes two, but anything above two, and some people will say you get one and more than one is an automatic R, but we've seen a fair number of PG-13s with two over the years. So two is kind of the marker that we use, and I think the stage version had three.
I think
and they
four.
Got rid of two
yeah.
of them and kind of smudged another one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, when you're rapping, I mean, you
right.
can slur and blur things, you know, pretty easy.
Pretty easily, yes.
Yeah, right. And so they were able to kind of get away with it. But of course, the creator, I mean, and like all creative artists, you know, they don't want you touching their piece of artwork, and I understand, but if you want it played in certain venues, and of course, you know, the buyer needs to be aware, and this is why
yep.
we appreciate all the great work that you're doing, because you bring this to light. So, yeah, I mean, his deal was, you know, he gave up two Fs, so to speak,
right.
in order for it to play on Disney Plus.
Right, and you know, he made $75 million, so, well, somebody did. They paid $75 million for the rights to stream it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's, I think the interesting thing about the Hamilton story is that, you know, 5 years ago, it was the darling of the left. And lo, these 5 years later, there are lots of people on the left now pointing out Hamilton's many, many flaws, you know, not the least of which is saying anything good at all about any of the founding fathers. Because it seems like at this point, you know, they're all targets. And
yeah,
so,
but you could say something good about the founding fathers if you change their skin color.
Right. But even Lin-Manuel Miranda came under fire for not sort of redacting his own work. And so he's no conservative, but man, things have gotten so much further to the left culturally since then that all of a sudden even something that the left adored 5 years ago because it did exactly what you just said
yeah.
Is now suspect.
Well, because the left always eats their own.
Right. That's right.
They do. And
no,
so
that's right.
Here it is, as grand as this. So, you know, probably at some point, Lin-Manuel Miranda will go off into his corner and pout and count his money.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you got to go to your corner and pout, it's always good to have stacks of hundreds there, even if, you know, if they do have who's on the 100? Benjamin Franklin?
Well, and they're talking about changing it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they, you know, so everything's changing. I mean, you know, we don't have the Washington Redskins anymore. Everybody's got to get new jerseys.
Yeah. Have they announced the new name yet?
Yeah. No. They say it's going to take a while for them to come up with name. And, of course, you got to – the blogosphere – talk about R-rated. They're having all kinds of fun with, you know, the names, as you can imagine, what to change the name to. But and it's amazing because previously they did they did their due diligence. There was a study, I think, back in 2016, and 90%+ of Native Americans said no, they didn't have any problem. In fact, they felt some sort of affinity and some pride that an NFL team would honor Native Americans this way. They felt it was an honor. But you know, for again, this is where the tail is shaking the dog in our culture today. A small minority, a loud minority, is turning things upside down. But going back to what you said earlier and what you shared with the kids, if you do not know what the truth is, when you're asked and challenged by somebody else's truth and you have nothing to compare it, then their truth or their version of the truth trumps you
right.
all the time.
And the reality is that truth sometimes makes us feel bad, right? That's the reality of truth. By definition, Bill, mm-hmm. has limits involved.
Right.
Truth is often connected with laws.
Right.
Truth is connected with limits. And mm-hmm. I think that the progressive left has largely sought to eliminate the entire reality of limits, whether we're talking borders, whether we're talking drugs, whether we're talking gender. Their platform is one of no limits. And honestly, any parent who's paying attention knows you can't raise a child without limits, and likewise, you can't have a society without agreed upon limits and laws and truths. And when you throw it all out the window, what you have is chaos.
Exactly. Well, you're raising children without God. That's really the bottom
right.
line.
Exactly.
I mean, you're taking God out of the out of the picture, and God saying, okay, have it your way. What was the latest body count out of Chicago? What's happening in the streets of America today? It's absolute chaos. Kind of like, you know, I love what Tony Evans had to say this weekend, you know, and he referenced the Temptations. I happened to be at this goes back years. I was at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, because I was associated with a radio station at the time, invited to be there, and we were honored to be in the audience to hear, you know, the unveiling of their new album, which had a hit record called Ball of Confusion.
Uh-huh.
And Tony Evans referenced that this weekend, that, you know, that's what happens, you know, when you are you abandon God, you're in a ball of confusion. And
right.
this is exactly where our culture is right now. And until and when, and I believe it's a win, because sooner or later you're going to get to that point. You know, we're like that person that's drowning, and the lifeguard is just watching us drown, and we're going, hey, we're drowning, and lifeguard, you're not done yet. So they're going to wait until the culture has all the fight out of them, and hopefully it's a good lifeguard. It's not the Democrats that come in to save you.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposedly.
No. Right, and I think that obviously our responsibility is to hold to the truth and to articulate why we believe it is truth, you know. And I know that we're being marginalized in the
it's okay.
in the public discourse, but we can't just roll up and die, you know.
Yeah, I don't care. That's fine. They can marginalize us all they want, but the truth is always the truth.
Exactly.
And that's what you and I and your kids and my kids, that's what we're committed to. Because we know, I mean, we've lived enough life to realize that without God, you get Chicago. And you get all these other areas, you get what's happening in New York. Just to your point, you take out the rules, let's take law enforcement off the street, and look at the crime rate in New York right now. Case in
yep.
point. How much more do we have to see?
I hope not too much more.
Well, this is why we really do. I mean, and we really need God. I mean,
yep.
God is truth, and if we're going to get out of this chaos, these two pandemics we got going with COVID and this racial unrest right now, that is another pandemic in and of itself. It is a major shaking that God is doing, because he's not going to allow his creation to stay in chaos. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.